You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report time. Trending report. Brought to you by Efficient Comfort Heating, Cooling, and Mechanical. With their help, Jeremy, you can give your family a comfortable and healthy home environment that lasts for years.
Yes.
Schedule an estimate today at EfficientComfortCO.com. First things first, the most important things first. Today is National Peanut Butter Day.
I saw that,
Already had my fix this morning.
Peanut butter cups?
I had a little bit of peanut butter on an English muffin.
Oh, that sounds tasty.
Delicious.
Very good.
Delish. Here's the thing. The trains are back up and running, finally out at DIA. I don't know if people saw the pictures and video of the massive throngs of people backed up waiting for the trains yesterday.
There's a total cluster out there, man.
Man.
Damaged switch plate is what I understand. A damaged switch plate.
A little switch plate that screwed everything up. Damage to that. So flights were delayed. Some were even canceled.
Yeah.
Because people could not get to their flights.
Well, they were saying, remember, too, it's not just people riding these trains. It's flight crew and pilots that have to get on these trains as well. And they just couldn't get out. So they were bussing people.
Well, everything was fixed as of just a few hours ago, so everything should be fine today. I wouldn't be surprised if this isn't one of those things that I've been sounding the alarm over for several years now, that we just don't have the people who can fix things anymore. I keep talking about it, people are ignoring it, and this is what you get. Everyone thinks we got to send every kid off to get a master's degree in college, Jeremy, when it would be nice if some people
if people just went to
trade school and learned how to fix our machinery.
But they did fix it.
The nation's infrastructure is fragile and breakable, and the trains at DIA are just one example.
But they did fix it.
Yeah, but it took 12 hours. They should have a guy right there knows how to fix it. I'm telling you, they were like,
"Who can fix
this?
There's a damaged switch plate.
I don't know who can fix this.
They got to do some welding.
Hey, who can fix this thing? We don't have anybody who can fix it."
But they did.
But that took them 12 hours.
Well, I would imagine it's a very tedious, difficult process to fix it.
2 hours,
a
boom,
switch
done.
Plate with a train issue.
All I said was, this may be an example of our breaking infrastructure, and we don't have people who know how to fix things anymore. You know, when I stayed at that hotel next to the radio station, the elevators were always down. And I finally talked to a manager, just a casual conversation, and they said, yeah, you can't find people anymore who can fix elevators.
It takes forever to find someone. We are too fat. We need to take the stairs anyway. Let's shut down all the elevators.
Yesterday, Todd Helton did it. He was finally voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame on his, I think, sixth try. That's good. Another Rocky is in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
I watched the video of him getting the phone call, standing in what looked like a Olive Garden lobby, maybe? But I think it was his living room.
Is that right?
I think it was his living room. And, he seemed really excited, and his family jumped on him, and everybody was kissing and hugging.
Oh, that's sweet.
He, you know, told his mother that he loved her.
He did?
Yeah. It was beautiful.
The Nuggets won last night in Indianapolis. Their long road trip continues with a game in New York tomorrow night. After a short break of a few days, the Avs are back in action finally tonight out at the ballroom. They'll be hosting the Washington Capitals if you want to go watch some professional hockey tonight. So the Oscar nominations are out. Ho-hum. Who cares? Does anybody really care about... Well, besides my friend Julie Fendrick, does anybody care about the Oscar nominations?
Nobody cares. Did you see the big stink, though, with the Barbie movie?
Yeah, I've been reading about that. So apparently, Barbie got like 8 nominations. However, the director did not, and Margot Robbie did not, and they're saying they've been snubbed.
But Ryan G did. Ryan Gosling did.
But you know what? America Ferrera got a nod also from Barbie. So
I know, but
there is a guy and a woman who both got nominated.
Mac is Greta, and Margot didn't get nominated, and that's like the two biggest people involved in that movie.
All I can go by is my wife Gretchen. I didn't see Barbie. Gretchen and Zoe did. They both came home and they both look, I'm just reporting what two women said. They came back and said they yawned over Margot Robbie, that they didn't think she was anything special, but they raved about Ryan Gosling.
Okay, there you go.
It's just the anecdotal evidence I've got without seeing it.
And his abs.
They said Ryan Gosling stole the movie.
Okay.
That's from two women. So, two songs from the movie also were nominated for Best Original Song. One of them is Ryan Gosling's song, I'm Just Ken. And then the Billie Eilish tune, What Was I Made For, that got nominated. Overall, most nominations goes to Oppenheimer with 13. I did see that, and it was pretty good. This is kind of interesting. We're 9 days away from Groundhog Day. And the people with PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, are fed up with using animals, yeah, you know, to be little mascots for things like this.
Every year they get mad at this.
Yeah, so they're asking for Punxsutawney Phil to be retired, and now they've got a replacement idea they've suggested, a giant gold coin. And you might be saying, what does that have to do with anything? Well, what they're saying is Punxsutawney Phil over the years has been so crappy at predicting this anyway, they think we'd be better off just flipping a coin. So they've suggested a giant gold coin that we could flip. Let me ask you something, Jer. How do we gauge whether there's been six more weeks of winter anyway? I don't even know how they judge whether he gets it right or not.
Yeah, from what location?
And does it snow? Does it just get to a certain temperature?
Yeah, I don't know.
The whole thing is kind of dumb.
The whole thing's dumb. The whole thing's stupid.
But you know what? It sure does pump an awful lot of money into the economy of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And it led to one of the most delightful films in the history of cinematography.
There you have it.
So if we can thank Groundhog Day for anything, it's the Bill Murray movie. What else is trending?
Well, we talked about these Applebee's passes the other day. They were $200 date night passes, which included $30 of food and non-alcoholic beverages. And you could use it like 52 times. It was a $1,500 value. You could pick it up for $200. They went on sale on Monday, and now the numbers are coming out that the entire lot of passes sold in 60 seconds for Applebee's.
Okay. Well,
60 seconds. And I've been searching. I don't see how many passes they actually put up for sale, but I would imagine it was a lot of them. So now, of course, everybody's mad at Applebee's this morning, saying that they did these passes even exist. We were scammed. They didn't have enough passes. Blah, 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 blah. And then people are coming to the defense saying, yes, I got one. I kept getting server errors on the page. You had to refresh. Either way, Applebee's is getting a buttload of marketing over this silly little promotion, and I doubt that they were making this up, so a handful of people are going to be spending 52 nights at Applebee's this year, and good for them, whatever. It's great marketing. I'm happy for them. Mark Ruffalo is in the news this morning.
Doesn't everybody love Mark Ruffalo?
That is somebody that my wife is madly in love with, Mark Ruffalo, and he was great in 13 Going on 30. It's a great chick flick, one of my favorites.
You know what else he was great in is that movie Hulk? Zodiac, which you might not see that because it's about a serial killer, so you probably won't
watch it. Too scary for me.
He's great in that.
He was on the Smartless podcast, which I like, and he opened up about being diagnosed with a brain tumor, and get this, he said he had a dream about it before the diagnosis. He says it wasn't like any other dream that he's ever had. It was just like, you have a brain tumor. It wasn't even a voice. It was pure knowledge, he said. You have a brain tumor. You have to deal with it immediately. So he had a dream, woke up and was like, I have been told. Went in for a CAT scan. Sure enough, there was a mass behind his left ear. It was benign, luckily, but yeah, they had to go in and remove it. And then he talked about all the side effects of
all
that.
How weird.
But how weird to have a image, a vision while you're sleeping that you got something growing in your head.
I guess
that's
it makes
so
sense. I mean, it's in your brain where your dreams are taking place.
Right. Your brain's like, something's not right. I better tell you this while you're sleeping.
Hey, idiot, you've got a mass in here.
I know. Go get that removed immediately. All right, so Valentine's Day is, 3 weeks away, something like
Roughly.
According to a new report, the average American in a relationship thinks that they should spend about $158 on their significant other for the big Valentine's Day, as some people call it. And then the story goes on to say that if your partner isn't going to get you anything and you found out about it, that you would just essentially go out and buy yourself something. You would treat yourself. Because I'm special and I deserve it. 10% of people.
Needy and insecure.
10% of people use this opportunity to break up with their significant other.
Oh, right.
Oh, no.
And I misspoke. It's not almost 3 weeks from. It's 3 weeks
it's
from today.
On the nose. Okay.
It's exactly 3 weeks away.
If you're stumped for that special someone, the Gwyneth Paltrow Goop 2024 Valentine's Day gift guide has arrived. There's a link on our Facebook page if you want to check it out. Amongst the plethora of lady toys on there.
Are you going to talk about the vibrator?
No. There's like 15, 16 different vibrators on there that you can choose from.
But this one is really interesting. You don't want to talk about that?
Why? Just because you put it on your finger?
It's really interesting.
Tell us
about
it.
It makes you uncomfortable, I know.
No, tell us about it.
It's a, well, now I got to dig the story back up. But yeah, it's a tiny little thing, and apparently it goes on the tip of a finger.
Yeah, you just lay it.
And it's $200.
Then you can explore.
They'll sell thousands and thousands of them.
I'm going to get one for each finger, Dom. My God. Is there anything else on that list? They have something called Better Than Sex Mascara on her list. The Pleasure Seeker Daily Chews that you're supposed to eat, and they're like a have aphrodisiac qualities to them. There's some body wash. I don't know. The whole list is on our Facebook. It's just a bunch of ridiculous stuff. My God.
How much money does Gwyneth Paltrow make off of Goop?
About $43,000.
I mean, does she make a good income from that site?
I would imagine.
Or is it mostly just,
just
I don't
for
know.
Show?
Like a, yeah, just like almost.
She's showy.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Just to get people talking about her. I don't know.
I'm going to look that up.
We were just talking about Trader Joe's. They just revealed their list of Consumer Choice Awards. This is their 15th year doing this. They said, in a surprising twist, these Sublime ice cream sandwiches beat out last year's winner of the Hold the Cone mini ice cream cones for favorite sweet treat, Dom. I haven't had either one of those. I don't know. This is funny, though. Top produce, bananas. I guess Trader Joe's has great bananas. Okay. Apple cider's the best beverage. Favorite snack is the chili and lime flavored rolled corn tortilla chips. That is way too long to say.
Mm-hmm.
Three of my favorite things didn't make the list. The corn salsa is killer there, the little jar of corn salsa. The dried mango, yes, please. And then flowers. If you go in, if you have somebody that you need to buy flowers for, Trader Joe's is the place to do it. Cheap, inexpensive, beautiful flowers. $5. Pro tip. You still
in Denver, I would only buy my flowers from David at a place called More Flowers.
No. Trader Joe's, man. Like right inside the front door, they come in nice little pots and everything, and they're very affordable.
I'm telling you, there's a handful of people who know about More Flowers, and that guy is a wizard.
What are those unusual flowers? What are those run?
What do you want?
What are those run, though?
No, it's not budget. But, yeah. I mean, if you care, if you just want to save a few bucks, sure. But if your person actually means something to you, then I would.
Oh, don't be like that.
I'm just saying. It's
now,
like walking
now I feel
into
like you're bad-mouthing Trader Joe's flowers. When they're very beautiful.
I'm not bad-mouthing them. They're beautiful. But if you really have a special occasion, I would do it upright.
There you go. Here's your Valentine's
A random Thursday flower? Sure, Trader Joe's all day.
All right.
By the way, Goop is worth $250 million. And they say their revenue is about $18 million a year.
So they're doing all right.
They're selling a few things.
They're selling those finger buzzers.
That's right.
All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You can check out the Goop catalog while you're there. And a lady in California named Macy Davis just broke
another Macy.
Macy Davis just broke the world record for the longest arm hair on a woman. It's one single hair. It's kind of growing, I think, kind of like by her bicep. Anyway, she can pull it out, and it's almost 7.5 inches long. One single hair there on her arm.
Aren't freak hairs hilarious?
Yes, Nick Nack was looking at me the other day, and she was like kind of squinting and moving around and looking at me. She's like, "What's that on your forehead?" And she came over, and I had one single long hair coming up right out of like in between my eyebrows. And she pulled it out. She's like, "Ugh!"
What's the little girl on the Grinch Stole Christmas? Susie who?
Susie Lou who or something?
What doesn't she have like the little long hair in the forehead?
Oh, I don't know. But anyway,
or is that on the top of her head?
I think it's the top. But Nick Nack came over and dink. I was like, oh God.
No,
you
should have left it there.
Yeah, so see the hair. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
What is that on your forehead?
Yeah, it's funny when you get the random, bizarre freak hairs just somewhere, and you're like, what the hell is this?
I'm disgusting.
I remember as a kid, the very first hair that popped out on my chest. The first one. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on?
Now you look like a throw rug.
It was just one hair.